All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So Garrison Price, a special post-game edition, round one, game four, Vancouver Canucks 4, Nashville Predators 3. In overtime, the Canucks take a 3-1 series lead in this best-of-7 Western Conference playoff series. Matt Sakaris alongside Frank Saravelli, who's live at Bridgestone Arena, sitting in for Blake Price, Grady Sass, hitting switches, conducting things. The show, a presentation of Applewood Auto Group. We're right now at Applewood Nissan. You can get the 2024 Rogue lease at 2.99% for 24 months. 2024 Pathfinder lease from 3.99% for 24 months. Finance at 3.99% for up to 36 months. It's all good at Applewood. First of all, Frank, you were in the building tonight. A take or two on the atmosphere in game four.
That changed in a hurry.
Did it ever, buddy?
I mean, I had just sent the tweet just a few minutes before. There were two different TV timeouts in the final 10 minutes of the game where the Preds received a rolling standing ovation through the entire TV timeout, 3 minutes or so, which was impressive because there was no music, no one yelling at them to get loud or hyping them up. It was authentic. It was organic. And I was thinking, the groans that I heard walking to the elevator after the game ended 62 seconds into OT, what a contrast that was.
Well, I got to admit, our Greta watch party, people were settling their bills. They were thinning out towards the arcade. You were there last Monday, Frank. There's a lot of entertainment options at Greta, and people were choosing them at 3-1 late in the third period. First of all, when's the last time you've seen two goals with the goalie out, not to mention a guy hitting the post, which would have put the game away?
It was wild. I mean, there are so many crazy things, not just about this game, but about this series. The furious comeback this evening, playing with your third goalie, winning game three with, 12 shots on goal? I mean, The whole thing is, if you asked me to pick a word to sum up how the Canucks have a 3-1 lead in this series, it would be bananas, because it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. So the Canucks set a record tonight. They set a record that they own, or at least they were the last to do it. Three different goaltenders earning wins in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You got to go back to 04 with Dan Cloutier, Alex Auld, and Jonas Hedberg were your three winning goaltenders for the Vancouver Canucks in that series. And while we're on the topic, Frank, you've done some reporting on this. Tell us what's up with Casey DeSmith, to the best of your knowledge. Tell us what you think is going to be the goaltender arrangement for game five, because we've had four different ones through four games here with the Canucks.
So I think it's too premature to say what they'll end up doing for game five on Tuesday night back in Van. Rick Tocchet did say after the game that he expects Casey DeSmith will be available. And that was our expectation heading into this. The fact that he was the team's e-bug. They made the call on Saturday afternoon that Shelovs would be the guy that would be in net. And I think their calculus was this. If we think DeSmith and Shelovs are pretty close in ability and talent, let's go with the guy that's 100% as opposed to the guy that could battle through and be at 80%. Now, the tough part is after Shelovs didn't really do anything to, you know, sort of move the Canucks off the scent with his performance in game four, if you have a healthy DeSmith and a healthy Shelovs, what's pick your poison? That's what Rick Tocchet's going to have at his disposal, I think. But it also, with a 3-1 series lead, does give them the ability to play this conservatively if they want to. The last thing you want to do is run DeSmith into the ground. And the second last thing you want to do, especially if you're, you know, advancing to the second round and DeSmith is your game one starter, potentially against the Edmonton Oilers, the next thing you don't want to do is expose him.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to have to really sit back and consider.
Do you think DeSmith could have played tonight? Like, it sounds like this is something that he could have gutted through or had gutted through worse than this in the past.
Yes.
If the Canucks had chosen to go that direction.
Yeah, I think if the Canucks didn't have a viable third option that they feel really comfortable with, who frankly, like if we're all being honest here, Shelov's kind of outplayed DeSmith down the stretch when Demko was injured, that probably weighed or factored heavily into the decision-making process that DeSmith was honest. He told them that he suffered an injury late in game three. Clearly something that bothered him, practiced on Saturday, tested it out to see, you know, how he felt and clearly could have played had he been pressed into action. But that's a really nice luxury to have.
Yeah. Do you know what the injury is, Frank? I know there was some video of him looking at his right hand and flexing it after a smother save where he got poked and jabbed quite a bit in the hand wrist area. Do you have any idea what the injury is?
I do not know. I was told lower body, I guess. Depends on how far the hand dangles if you're standing up straight. It's the playoffs. You know, you could say the sky is blue and a coach might tell you that it's green.
Yeah,
that's just how it works.
Yeah. Your take on Brock Besser tonight with the hat trick?
Sublime. I mean, the patience, the awareness, hitting the post, as you mentioned. One thing JT Miller said after the game I thought was really interesting. He just said, when I first got here, Brock Besser was a perimeter player. And now he's not afraid to go to the right spot to score. And on a team that this series especially desperately needed it, Besser has been Johnny on the spot.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm asking you this question because the answer would seem obvious, my friend, and yet the way this series has gone, I'm not sure there is such thing as obvious. The Canucks are on the verge of setting a Stanley Cup playoff record for the fewest shots through 12 periods until that late flurry. They wind up getting 20 on the goal, and they have very few through four periods in this series. I mean, I find myself watching the shot clock as much as anything else because can't believe how fixated it is on such low numbers in this series. Can Vancouver win this series continuing to play this way, Frank?
I mean, logic would dictate no, but there's nothing really logical about how these last couple games have gone. So I'll say yes. That's the amazing part that the Canucks have played themselves into now, whether it's by luck or brute force or whatever it is that you want to call it. Certainly resilient is another part of this, but that's the amazing thing is they can now, what if they just have a regular Vancouver Canuck
game? Yeah.
They only need one. I mean, yeah. Who says they have to continue to play that way? One of the things Tocchet was harping on after the game was, we're not doing a nearly a good enough job forechecking. The guys mentioned it as, quote, one and done. He said it's a big problem because it's creating issues for them off the rush that Nashville has been capitalizing on, which is pretty uncharacteristic of this Vancouver team all season long. And he said, it's almost like you're caught in between. We don't forecheck and then you're not defending off the rush. He goes, it's a tough spot to be in. So there's clearly a lot of things that this team needs to clean up and play better. And there's just, we could talk about the goaltending situation. We could talk about Pettersson, but my big question about this team moving forward, it revolves solely around Quinn Hughes, the captain.
I saw your tweet. So you suspect that Quinn Hughes is fighting through something, and it certainly looks like the Nashville Predators are targeting him to be physical with him, especially early in games, Frank. What do you know there?
Rick Tocchet's quote after the game was, they are running him.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That's what he said. So he said, that's playoff hockey. That's how it works. It's clear to me watching him that not only is Quinn Hughes hurt, but the Nashville Predators know it. I mean, that Bash Brothers hit 2-on-1 in the second period. I mean, it just, you could tell how much he was wincing. He missed a shift. His usage is so far unusual that I don't know how anyone wouldn't be able to connect the dots that clearly something's off. Like, there's the eye test part, which is Quinn Hughes has the puck on his stick as much as any player in the entire league all year. This series hasn't been a dominant force, hasn't been very impactful. And then you look at the numbers and they would tell you that Quinn Hughes was fifth among Canucks defenseman in ice time through the first two periods of the game. That's on the heels of two other games this series where he was below his season average in minutes. Last game he played under 20 minutes. The last time that happened was November 2nd. And it's the only other time this season.
Yeah.
So then he comes out tonight, and then amazingly enough, with whatever he's dealing with, he played 5:35 of the final 7:32. And all of a sudden, not only was he playing more, but he was a humongous part of those two goals that tie the game. And you go, huh, what's the deal here? How'd that happen?
Yeah, and obviously something to monitor in game five, because the Canucks and, boy, when it rains, it pours, especially in Vancouver, seven top scorers, all healthy this year. Not a single one missed a single game via injury. And here we are in the Stanley Cup playoffs on goaltender number three. The captain looks injured. Does Pettersson look injured to you, Frank? Because there was a close up in the second period of him on the bench, and the guy just looked vacant. Like he wasn't present at all. I'd say he's going through the motions, but that might be too kind to motions with what we've seen out of Elias Pettersson through four games here.
Yeah, there's something about the way he's played. I know that he picks up an assist, one total shot on goal. No shots on goal this game. Had to double check the score sheet. No shots on goal in game four. Oddly enough, he actually...
I don't even see an attempt, Frank, from Pettersson.
I don't think he had an attempt. Oh, and he was minus one going into that final flurry.
Mm-hmm. Winds up plus one.
Yeah, and this is going to sound really odd for me to say, I actually think he looked more engaged after getting jacked up by Jeremy Lazan in that scrum as the Predators celebrated.
Yeah.
The second period, he was better for whatever reason. Not nearly enough, but think about all those amazing things that I just talked about for Vancouver. Hughes hasn't been himself. He's not the same Quinn magic that everyone's used to seeing. They're on their third goalie. The lack of shots. Pettersson just giving you nothing. And they're still, they have a chance to close out this series in game five on Tuesday night.
I know. It's astonishing. It is absolutely astonishing. And look, the third line stepped up in the overtime to get that goal. They had been pretty quiet since game one when they were enormous and the best line on the ice. You know, the Canucks have not yet had a game, Frank, where I think you can say more than one line was going. Maybe you could say two lines were going in game one. The Miller line just didn't have production. But basically, they have been a one-line team, maybe a two-line team in one of the games through four and have a 3-1 series lead as well. I mean, it's just astonishing.
I think what
little
that does,
sense this series makes.
Yeah, I would say what that does to me is heightens the sense of urgency for Vancouver to close it out in five. Don't open up the door. Get as much rest as possible. And JT Miller was asked after the game how huge was this win, and he said potentially 8.5 hours of flying.
Yes,
I mean. And then he said, "You tell me, that's a big deal. Like, if you don't have to come back here for game six, it could be playoff changing. Yep. Hughes gets rest. If Pettersson's dealing with something, he gets rest. The Smith gets rest. It's all of a sudden like, man, there's a huge carrot dangling at the end of the rope for the Canucks. One game, one 60-minute effort, your best one of the series, and you could take it. That's hugely enticing."
Yeah. Last question here, Frank. We'll go to the inbox, Great Clips inbox. Peter P on Twitter wants to know, is that the backbreaker for the Predators? Attack this now from the Predators' angle of things.
Well, of all the things we just mentioned, Nashville has actually controlled play for stretches. Saros, and this would probably be a better thing from Vancouver's angle, Saros has been entirely gettable. There hasn't been one part of any game that I've been like, oh my God, UC Saros is standing on his head. So if you're from Nashville's angle and you're saying, you know, how do we force a game six? How do we force a game seven? UC Saros has a signature night.
Yep.
They've clearly been the more physical team. They've clearly been the more engaged team. But they don't really have a ton to show for it.
And their top lines played pretty well in this series, Frank. Like, they've generated a fair number of scoring chances and some goals, O'Reilly, Nyquist, and Forsberg. And look, this gets lost because the Canucks win, but there would have been a lot of people screaming Forsberg kicked it in had the Canucks lost, much like, I mean, the most famous kick in against the Canucks since Joel Otto in 89 in game seven, the Smythe division final. But there would have been a kick in conversation in this market had things done differently.
Tockett, by the way, said he liked the goal and had no issue with it and thinks that the league needs to allow that every time.
I was glad they didn't challenge because I don't think they would have won a challenge. If they're even allowed to.
I was going to say, I think that was actually, that's one that gets reviewed by the league. And I think they gave the thumbs up and there wasn't even anything they could do.
Blade doesn't look like it leaves the ice. So I don't know if you can have a kicking motion when the blade is still on the ice.
He did change the angle of his skate though, to open up.
Mm-hmm.
Clear. He knew. So there's two parts of that.
What's the rule now, Frank? You're going to have to help me out. It was distinct kicking motion.
It still is distinct kicking motion, I believe. And so two things. One, he opened up his foot and the angle of his skate clearly seemed redirected. And two, he didn't celebrate. If you remember, he has the point where he kind of directs it in and then skates down around the goal line and back up again and looks at the ref to see him point and then raises his hands in the air, because it almost seemed right away like Forsberg thought he was guilty.
Yeah. Marvelous stuff, buddy. Thank you for sitting in for Blake today. You're coming back to see us here for game five.
Oh yeah. Back on the old bone rattler at 6 a.m. and be in Van by the afternoon.
We'll see you at Wall Center. Thanks for this, Frank. Frank Saravelli, everybody, of the Frankly Speaking podcast and the Daily Faceoff. He's sitting in for Blake Price. We'll have more on Monday's edition of Sakaris and Price. And of course, post-game Rinkwide Vancouver, Jeff Patterson, Irfan Ghaffar, they got your extended version. They go live in the moments following the game. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.